This is audio clip E on the Kingsway to Froward Point walk route. From this point on the track, just above the day mark, you gain a wonderful view down the coast. The nearest village you can see beyond the estuary is Stoke Fleming with its prominent church, and beyond this at the top of the next rise is the village of Street. Below Street, Slapton Sands begins and sweeps around the bay for over 3 miles. It is continued by the strands of Bee Sands and Hall Sands, and all this beach brings you almost right around to Start Point, the furthest point of land visible from here, where there is an iconic lighthouse. Because it resembled the beaches of Normandy, Slapton Sands was used to prepare for the Allied invasion of France in the World War II D-Day landings. The local population of almost all of the land you can see south of the Dart was evacuated in late 1943 for 12 months while thousands of troops moved in to train. The great shingle ridge of Slapton Sands was pushed up by rising sea levels towards the end of the last ice age, and as it rose, it trapped a lagoon of fresh water behind it. This makes Start Bay one of those rare places where bodies of fresh and salt water rub shoulders, and the lagoon of Slapton Lee is the largest natural body of fresh water in the southwest of England. But it may be all changed again, with sea levels once more on the rise as climate change kicks in. Rising sea levels created Slapton Sands, and it now looks likely that at some point a further rise may wash it away. Rising seas threaten the Shingle Ridge, the main road that runs along it, and the freshwater lagoon and National Nature Reserve behind.